Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. What is up? February 5th, 2016. I hope you're having a most amazing day. It is user-generated content day, everybody. It's we're going to dive into Twitter, go through questions coming into the Twitter feed. Actually, one question this morning. I don't see another one that came in overnight, and I want to help you out. Before we get going any further, you're listening to Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast, the longest-running motivational podcast on the planet. Where you at? You at the gym? You at the job? The J-O-B? Jump out of bed just over broke? Just enough to get paid so you don't quit? And you do just enough work so you don't get fired? I know the game. You know the game as you're on your way to Saturday. It's an amazing day to be alive. You woke up on the right side of the ground. You got nothing to complain about. Grab your gallon of water and head out of the house and go add value. Do it. At Retirement PC hits me up on Twitter. First of all, thanks for following the show. And has a question. Hope all is well. What are two or three good resources for someone who wishes to learn more about SEO? Search engine optimization. So this is a broader question I'm going to answer because not everybody that listens to the show, in over 100 countries, by the way, wants to know specifically about SEO. So why don't I kind of broaden the question. I'll answer at Retirement PC on Twitter's question, and also I'll answer yours when you want to learn about anything as an entrepreneur. Where do you go? What do you do when you want to learn a new whatever? And then before I dive into that, let me share a little bit of the Saturday love that comes in via iTunes. You know, you guys are awesome. You know why you're awesome? Well, because you listen to the show. That's the first reason why you're awesome. The second reason is you actually do go to iTunes, you actually do leave a 5-star rating, and you actually leave some very nice comments, which is just so sweet of everybody. Can we have one big group hug right now, virtually? Ratings and reviews. Let's see, the most recent review, there's 264 ratings, 176 comments. Let's see. Love it. First time coming across your podcast. I listened for 4 hours straight. Allows you to challenge your way of thinking to prepare you for the leap for change into creating the life you were meant to have, all while making you realize you're not the only one afraid of change. Sam gives you the tools to take the first steps to changing the rest of your life. From Jajao FYCYFKSK. I would butcher that. I don't even know what that name means, but thank you so much for leaving the comment. If I could pronounce it correctly, I would say your name on iTunes. I just don't know. At kitlife.net, Sam is on fire, listening from miles around to hear you burn, baby. Thank you. I appreciate that. Love it. Hey, you can do the same. Head to iTunes, leave a 5-star rating, and leave a comment, and I'll read it on the Every Day is Saturday podcast. You got a topic for the show you want to hear? Hit me up on Twitter, just like Retirement PC did last night. Hit me up at Sam Crowley, and I'll read the question on the show. I'll answer it. How about that? Not only will I read it, but I'll answer it. So how do you learn? As an entrepreneur, actually anything. Even if you're in a job, yes, even if you're in cubicle hell, you can actually lend a tremendous amount of value and learn. Inside the word learn is earn, right? And I go to YouTube. That's where I go. I go to YouTube and I go to Facebook and I join groups. Now, I don't go to YouTube and watch videos of the English Bulldog skateboarding down the driveway. I don't watch videos of people setting themselves on fire. I did watch. This guy sent an email out, man. I thought it was such a stupid email, but so genius. This guy had a webinar the other night, and I have a separate email list, and I suggest you do this as well so your personal email doesn't get jammed up with just marketing crap. But I have a swipe file of emails where when I subscribe to people, I want to see how other marketers do what they do. I just put in another Gmail address, not the one I check personal email with, and I go through them. And this one guy was having a webinar the other night, and I never get on webinars. What I do, and this is a trick you want to learn as well, you know how somebody says, hey, live webinar, 9 o'clock East. Well, I look, man, I go to bed at 9:30, okay, 10 o'clock. I'm up at 4 a.m., so I ain't staying up for your 9 o'clock webinar. However, I set ScreenFlow up, which is a recording software. Record as your desktop. Record your desktop, and it's either ScreenFlow or Camtasia, whatever one. Those are the two most popular. And just record the webinar and stop it when it should be over around 10 o'clock. Good Lord, though. Some of these go like 3 hours. So whatever, man. I take a nap. I'll zone out, watch American Idol with the kids or whatever. Watching 30 for 30 last night on ESPN. And when I came down at 10 o'clock, the webinar was wrapping up. Hit stop on the record on my desktop. Now I got an MP4 movie. I upload it to my YouTube channel. I list it privately, so I can access it from the gym or on the road, whatever, and just stream it on my phone. That's what I do. Click the link on my YouTube channel and watch it, okay? You don't need to go through all those hoops. You can just simply save it as an MP4 or a .mov, whatever movie file is compatible with your computer, and just watch it back on your computer or on your iPhone, whatever. I just happen to do that so I can click the link from wherever I'm at. And so, anyway, that's how I learn on webinars. But this one guy sends an email and says, hey, man, embarrassed. We had so many technical – he had, I think, 1,000 people registered for his webinar, and it just blew up like a grenade, man. Terrible. Like all of us, if you haven't had it happen to you yet, you just haven't tried. You know, you have a webinar, everybody signs up, and, you know, go to webinar or Google Hangouts and whoever you use. The service is terrible. Nobody can get on the webinar. And, you know, that's it. We've all been there. If you haven't had that happen, you haven't had a webinar crash before, then you're just a newbie. It'll happen to you. And it's all about, look, it's like life. Life isn't about what happens to you. Life is about how you react to what happens to you. You know, you can kick and stomp your feet and say, I just lost 100 grand, and go in the fetal position and pout, sucking your thumb like a kid, or you can rebound back. And he sent an email out saying, hey, I'm paraphrasing, but hey, sorry, guys, anything that could have gone wrong did go wrong last night on the webinar. Nobody could get on, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to make it right. I'm hosting another one. And just P.S., watch this YouTube video with cats afraid of cucumbers. So what did I do? Being the simple-minded, you know, college dropout, I click on the PS link and I sat there for I'll never get this time back in my life, for 3 minutes and 20 seconds and watched cats who were freaked out by cucumbers. Like somebody would sit a cucumber next to them, their cat dish, and when they got done eating, they'd look up and do a 360 helicopter move in the air because they were so freaked out by cucumbers. What in the hell? I have no idea why that. Anyway, I thought that was a genius PS. I don't know. It's so stupid. That's marketing, man. That's marketing. We all take ourselves so damn seriously. Like, you know, we're all Harvard MBAs. No, we're not. Come on, man. We all just trying to get through the day. Jeez Louise. I thought that was so funny. And it made me forget that his webinar crashed. All I thought about was how great he handled it. And let me tell you, I'm handling a stupid situation with a guy. I bought a $15 piece of software. $15. And I've never asked for a refund. By the way, I'm getting to the SEO question, but this is a great marketing day today. And I never asked for a refund. And I'm like, you know, this software sucks. It just isn't for me. It doesn't even do what I want it to do. It's $15. You get what you pay for. I bought it on JVZoo. So I'm going to do the old put my head down and just ask for a refund. And look, who cares? I just did it. Not a big deal. Whether I get it or not wasn't important. But you know what? I submitted the $15 refund request through the help desk Monday, today's Friday, and they close the ticket out without even responding. I'm like, huh, maybe it's somebody in a third world country they're hiring out to do their help desk, and I'll give them a second shot. So I put second request refund, this was 2 days ago on Wednesday, in the help desk box, and said, hey, just an FYI, didn't work for me, never used the software, it just was terrible for me. It was nothing, just had no interest in it, just bought it on an impulse. We've all been there. And it wasn't even the $15. I don't even care. But now I'm kind of like anything. It's never the money. It's kind of like, oh, wow, where are we going with this thing? Second request. I just checked this morning, Friday, 2 days later. That ticket got closed out with no reply, no refund. Oh, man. Now, of course, you know, I got to go all, you know, crazy on this thing because now I'm obsessed with it. So I hit reply back, which allows you to open the ticket. I said, hey, I'm shocked that you want a chargeback over a $15 sale, which chargeback in our industry, the internet marketing, it is, you do not want chargebacks. No, 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 no. Chargeback is when you dispute the authorization as a consumer with your bank. The bank goes to the merchant, in this example, the person who sold the software for $15, and they issue me a credit back until they investigate it. I prove that I've submitted support tickets based on the 30-day refund policy. They give me my money back, and that's a black mark on your merchant account. I mean, you do not want chargebacks on your merchant account. Sometimes you can't avoid them. You get a jerk as a customer, and they'll just issue a chargeback. I am not that. I still will not go do a chargeback because I know how that hurts a merchant account, and I can't imagine this guy wants a chargeback. I just put it in the box just to get his attention. So anyway, that's an example of handling a situation horribly. Now, whether this guy even knows I'm having this dialogue with some, you know, kid with his, you know, probably his hat on backwards working in his attic handling support tickets for this guy, or maybe it's him, I don't know, but he's got to run his business better. So how do you learn about SEO, or maybe you want to learn about podcasting, or maybe you want to learn about how to do videos, or maybe you want to learn about how to create a blog, or maybe you want to do your own website, anything like that, go to YouTube. YouTube is a treasure trove of information because there's a lot of people on there who put amazing content together in hopes that you'll follow their YouTube channel, subscribe to it, and then eventually, look, they're in the business of selling you product, but people who have great YouTube content in the marketing game, for example, like if you want to learn about SEO, just type into the YouTube box, SEO for beginners, learn SEO, and you will have millions and millions of views of videos on there that you can watch as well. And even if the SEO is a topic that time, it pretty much is relevant to time, it changes so much. I would say anything in the last 18 months would be great to watch. Anything even in the last month that's got a lot of views would be great to watch. Look for the number. Here's what I always do. I look for the number of views. If there's 30, 40, 50,000 views and up, that's great. If there's like 100 views, 200 views, eh, not so much. Okay, just because people will allow you, you know, they'll vote. Which one has you know, which one is most relevant. And YouTube's going to show you what's most relevant as well. So I look for someone who's got a lot of views, and then I look that they got a lot of subscribers. And then I'm 30 seconds into the video, I'll be able to tell if it's a video I want to watch. SEO, pretty time sensitive, sometime in the last 18 months. So if you want to learn at Retirement PC, this is your question on Twitter, look for relevant content on YouTube in the last 18 months. Learning any other topic, I mean, physical fitness, how to get six-pack abs, how to anything like that, that's, you know, that stands the test of time. That's evergreen. You could watch a six-pack ab video from 10 years ago, and it would still be relevant today. And I always look for the number of views on that one as well. So if it's somebody that's got a personal training YouTube channel, and it's got, you know, 10 years worth of videos, and the oldest one from 10 years ago has 3 million views, hey, I'm watching it. And I have watched it, and I do watch it. And I refer, when I teach a podcasting course or something like that, I teach the basics because you can only do so much in an hour live webinar and you can only do so much in your own training. If somebody wants to take a deeper dive into Audacity or GarageBand, these are recording advice, recording softwares, I say, hey, here's what I'm going to teach you. I'll show you how to get your voice recorded and your show on iTunes. But then I encourage you to go to YouTube and type into there how to learn more about Audacity, how to learn more about GarageBand, how to learn more about Adobe Audition, and then go nuts, man. And that's how you become an expert on this stuff. So there's my advice. There's my little tip and trick. Having a lot of fun today as well. It's a Friday. It's a getaway day here at the Crowley House, wrapping it up another week of school. And tomorrow is what? What is tomorrow, gang? Every day is Saturday. It really is. It's a mindset, not a circumstance. It's when you finally say, you know what? I'm going for it. I'm going to leave all my fears behind. I'm going to leave all the judgment behind. People can take shots at me. They're going to take shots at you anyway. Remember, if people are gossiping to you, they're also gossiping about you. Look, why live somebody else's reality show? Why don't you become the reality show? Go get your intellectual property level raised up, meaning go learn. Go learn something today that you never. Go dive into a 15-minute YouTube video on a topic that you want to learn more about, And then hit me up on Twitter. Always let me know you're listening to the show. Give me a topic to talk about. The ex-stuttering college dropout is signing off for the week. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.